Special Administrative Region, People's Republic of China, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, at http://en.wikipedia.org. A Special Administrative Region, SAR, is an administrative division of the People's Republic of China, PRC. The PRC at present has two SARs, namely Hong Kong and Macau. Each SAR has a chief executive as the head of the region and the head of the government. Part 1. Background. Article 31 of the Constitution of the People's Republic of China authorizes the National People's Congress to create special administrative regions. Part 2. Current situation. Two special administrative regions, namely Hong Kong and Macau, were created in 1997 and 1999, respectively. Each of the SARs has a basic law which provides the region with a high degree of autonomy, a separate political system, and a capitalist economy under the principles of one country, two systems, which was proposed by Deng Xiaoping. High degree of autonomy. Currently, the two SARs are responsible for all issues except acts of state, like diplomatic relations and national defense. Consequently, they have their own judiciaries and courts of final appeal, their own legislature, immigration policies, currencies, and extradition processes. The pre-existing legal systems, namely the common law in Hong Kong and the Portuguese law in Macau, are preserved except consequential to the establishment of the courts of final appeal. With list exceptions, national laws applying in the mainland do not apply in an SAR. These least exceptions must involve diplomacy, national defense, or something beyond the scope of the SAR's autonomy. Suffrage in the National People's Congress. Like other administrative divisions of the PRC, Hong Kong and Macau are represented in the National People's Congress, although suffrage is not well defined and is not open to the general public. However, their representation is not prescribed in the constitution of the PRC, and like provinces, autonomous regions, municipalities, and the People's Liberation Army. Before Hong Kong and Macau became special administrative regions of the PRC, they were under colonial rule by Britain and Portugal, respectively. They had representation in the National People's Congress of the PRC through Guangdong Province, which shares the border with Hong Kong and Macau. External affairs. Special administrative regions are empowered to contract a wide range of agreements with other countries and territories, such as mutual abolition of visa requirements, mutual legal aid, air services, extradition, handling of double taxation, and others. In diplomatic talks involving an SAR, the SAR concerned may send officials to be part of the delegation of the PRC. Defense and military. The People's Liberation Army is garrisoned in both SARs. The garrison and its members must obey all SAR laws as well as national laws applicable to them. They do not participate in the governance of the SAR, but the SAR may send for them in times of emergency such as natural disasters. According to the basic laws of the SARs, defense is the responsibility of the Central People's Government. There is no law providing for enrollment of Hong Kong and Macau residents in the forces during ordinary times, and no Hong Kong and Macau residents are currently enrolled. Immigration and nationality. Each of the SARs issue passports on its own, only to its permanent residents who are concurrently nationals of the PRC, that is, PRC nationals satisfying one of the following conditions: born in the SAR, born anywhere while either parent was the permanent resident in the SAR, reside continuously for 7 or more years in the SAR. Apart from affording the holder consular protection by the People's Republic of China, these passports also specify that the holder has the right of abode in the issuing SAR. The National People's Congress has also put each SAR in charge of administrating the PRC's national law in its respective realms, namely naturalization, renunciation, and restoration of the PRC nationality, and the issuance of the proof of nationality. Part 3. Offer to Taiwan. The People's Republic of China PRC has offered Taiwan a similar status to that of an SAR if it accepts PRC sovereignty. However, the government of the Republic of China, ROC, that is governing Taiwan, refuses to accept the offer. Moreover, most surveys indicate that only around 10% of the electorate in Taiwan supports it. unlike Hong Kong and Macau, the proposed Taiwan SAR would keep its own armed forces rather than receiving a garrison. The promise of a high degree of autonomy as afforded to Hong Kong and Macau, amongst other things, is enshrined in the Anti-Secession Law of the People's Republic of China, an act in 2005. As for the government of Taiwan SAR, would have locally run administration, but be appointed by the People's Republic of China. The provincial legislature would still be elected legislature, and the multi-party system would still exist within the legislature. This sound file and all text in article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, which is available at http://www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.